Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Jeremiah prophesies that the Lord will raise up a righteous shoot to David. The context makes it obvious that this is a prophecy of the Messiah. For he shall reign as king, and kings are anointed. So that makes him an anointed one, which is what Messiah means. He will be a wise and righteous king. It's so clear that the ancient Aramaic translation of Isaiah simply says, "Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will establish a Messiah of righteousness for David." It translates shoot as Messiah because this is a messianic title that Jeremiah also uses in another passage and that the prophet Zechariah uses twice. The Hebrew verb from which this word comes means to sprout or to shoot up. It is something that rises up, and so the Septuagint, the ancient Greek translation, renders it with a word that means dawn or sunrise, something else that comes up. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, seems to allude to that way of understanding the word. In his canticle of praise, the canticle that he's inspired to sing, when his son is born, he says, "The sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." In addition to this title, which is variously understood, Jeremiah also gives a name for the Messiah. Isaiah gave us the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jeremiah gives us the name the Lord is our righteousness, which the Septuagint understands as the name Josedek. Josedek was actually used as a name by a priest around the time of the Babylonian exile. But the meaning of the expression is more important, for it is, like Emmanuel, a symbolic name for Jesus. The Lord is our righteousness because it is only by the grace of Jesus the Lord that we can become righteous. The self-righteous are not righteous at all. The only people who are truly righteous are those whom Jesus has made so. In Hebrew, righteous shoot and shoot of righteousness are written the same way, and a shoot is something that rises up from the earth. So Jesus is righteousness that has sprung up, or the dawn of righteousness. There's a similar expression in Psalm 72:7, which is what we used in the responsorial psalm as our response. We said, "Justice shall flourish in his time." The same clause could be translated, "Righteousness shall sprout in his time." Righteousness shall sprout in his time because he, who is righteousness, shall sprout or spring up. He is the shoot of righteousness, or the dawn of righteousness. He is the Lord, our righteousness. Because he makes his righteousness ours by grace, we become righteous, and therefore righteousness flourishes in his time. It springs up all over. St. Paul says, "Christ Jesus became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Jeremiah goes on to talk about a new exodus, which will be so great that people will refer to it instead of the old one, when they want to name the Lord's greatest benefit. He speaks of this new exodus in terms of return from the Babylonian exile, but that return never fulfilled all of the prophecies about it. The real fulfillment is the one brought about by the Messiah, who accomplishes an exodus from the slavery to sin and a return from exile to our homeland of heaven. This is the great deed of the Lord, who is our righteousness, the deed that we speak of as his greatest work, the redemption, instead of referring to the exodus from Egypt as the ancient Jews did. In his days, Judah shall be saved, Israel shall dwell in security. In his days, we are saved, and we dwell secure from our infernal enemy so long as we do not go far from Jesus. Today's gospel tells us about the birth of Jesus Christ, how this came about so far as his virginal father was concerned. He was a righteous man, surely one made righteous by the foreseen merits of Christ. And he had a garden enclosed, as the Song of Songs says. This was his virginal bride. One day he noticed that a shoot was springing up in Mary, his garden, where he had never put any seed, and he was troubled. Shoots grow from seed, and the seed was not his, whose was it? And how could any seed enter a garden enclosed? It is impossible for a woman to become pregnant without a man, and it is impossible for a woman as virtuous as Mary to cheat on her husband. Something impossible had happened, but what and how? What was the mystery? He worried about it, he thought about it, but it was quite beyond him. It was something he couldn't deal with. He planned to divorce Mary quietly. Then the angel of the Lord finally revealed the mystery to him. The shoot in his garden was the righteous shoot, righteous in its origin and the source of righteousness for all. Therefore the angel said, "You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus is a Hebrew name also translated Joshua. In its original form, this name means "the Lord is salvation." If the child is to be named "the Lord is salvation," because he, the child, will save his people from their sins, then the child is the Lord. And this means God is with us, Emmanuel. This means that the Lord is our righteousness, Josedek, because he will save his people from their sins. The mystery is revealed. The garden remains enclosed and inviolate. No seed was ever planted in it, for the shoot is from on high. Therefore, the dawn from on high has visited us. Before we conclude, let's consider today's O antiphon. We heard a shortened form of it in the verse that accompanied the Alleluia. The full antiphon begins, "O Adonai." Adonai is the Hebrew word for Lord. So in someone speaking Hebrew uses this word when he says, "The Lord is our righteousness." Then the antiphon calls Christ leader of the house of Israel. The Lord led Israel out of Egypt, prefiguring our salvation. But before he did that, he did another thing that the antiphon mentions. He appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush. St. Ephrem and St. Gregory of Nyssa recognized that the burning bush prefigured Mary. The bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. Mary bore in her womb our God, who is a consuming fire, yet she was not consumed by that fire. Neither was her virginity consumed by becoming a mother. The antiphon also recalls that the Lord gave the law on Sinai, where Moses had seen the burning bush. The law taught what the righteous must do and avoid, but it did not offer any easy way to obtain the grace to do what is right and avoid what is wrong. From Mary, the new burning bush, was born Christ, who is like a law to us, who gave us the church and the sacraments, by which we can have all the grace we need. He is the perfect model of holiness and the source of all grace. The Lord is our righteousness. Lastly, the antiphon prays, "Come to redeem us with outstretched arm." The Old Testament recalls how God brought out Israel from Egypt with mighty hand and outstretched arm. We pray for a new exodus, a greater one, an exodus from slavery to sin. Christ redeems us with outstretched arm, for he stretched out his arms on the cross. And so we say, "O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come to redeem us with outstretched arm." Praised be Jesus and Mary.